Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 9th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 25. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priest and the crowd, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted, "He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee and has come all the way here." On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform a sign of some sort. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him. Dressing him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting a people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him." But the crowd shouted, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us!" Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again. But they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him." But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. Our second reading for today comes from Psalm 25 of David. "In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. And now let's turn over to the book of Job. Today we are reading Job chapter 25. Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, "Dominion and all belong to God. He establishes order in the heights of heaven. Can his forces be numbered? On whom does his light rise? How then can a mortal be righteous before God? How can one born of woman be pure? If even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in his eyes, how much less a mortal who is but a maggot, a human being, who is only a worm." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I forgot on Monday to pray for our missions partners. It was Missions Monday. I'm so sorry about that. But it's Wednesday, but we can still pray for our partners, Cornerstone Schools of Alabama. They offer a private Christian education to students in 4K through 12th grade. And Cornerstone provides all students with a rigorous education, and at the same time, they are working on developing character in each student in a Christ-centered environment. So we want to pray specifically for the teachers, for the families, and also for rest and renewal during the summer. And then for wisdom and leadership as the administrative staff plans for the upcoming year. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for the opportunity we have to gather around your word and to be reminded that you speak through your word. You also work through prayer. And Lord, we admit to you that we have a long way to go as it relates to prayer. But we just want to trust that you are listening and trust that you are working in the midst of our prayers. We pray for the teachers, students, and families who are connected with Cornerstone Schools. We pray for rest and for the ability to have some renewal this summer. And we pray for wisdom for the years to come, Lord, that their educational goals would be met, and also, Lord, that the students in this private Christian school would come to know you more as a result of the ministry of Cornerstone Schools. Thank you for this partnership with this organization. Help us to continue to lift them up in the days to come. Lord, be with all those who are listening to this podcast right now. Remind them that you are their shepherd, that you are constantly working for their good, and you love them. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.